June Dairy Month is a very busy month for us at the Dairy Council, and it's been around for about 80 years, which is a really long time. And, you know, back in 1937, National Milk Month was what it was called. It was a way to help distribute all that extra milk that the cows were producing because they're feeding now on those really rich green grasses versus that winter feed. So it's a time for us, you know, to honor our dairy farmers. They are such hard workers. They work 365 days a year. They get up really early in the morning, and a lot of them milk into the late hours of the evening. So we always like to shed a little bit of extra light on our dairy farmers, and also to remind our listeners that dairy foods are such an important part of a healthy diet.
So let me ask you about servings per day and how many we should have, and whether it varies for youngsters and men and women. How are we looking at that?
Well, it does vary just a little bit, but the 2015 dietary guidelines that just came out not too long ago still recommends 3 servings of low-fat dairy for Americans over the age of 9. Now, little kids, you know, maybe between 2 and 3 years, they only need about 2 servings, which is usually pretty easy to get if you give them a cup of milk or, you know, a container of yogurt for the day. But on average, adults are really only getting in about 2 servings of dairy per day. And there are so many different ways that we can have dairy in our meals and our snacks. So that's kind of one of our points that we like to get across, is just by adding that extra serving, you can really reach your goal of 3 servings that you need each and every day.
So tell us about the different items that we can work into our diet, because a lot of us, I think, when we think dairy, think it's the milk we're going after, and there's so many other options now in that dairy case and in that dairy aisle to maybe satisfy those servings.
There are, and the great thing about the dairy case is that dairy is so portable. It's one of those foods that you can purchase and you can really take anywhere, and you can pack it in your lunch, and you can have it for breakfast and lunch and dinner. You can have it for snacks. So a couple different ways to kind of get your dairy intake around the clock. First would be to rise and shine with milk, so adding it to your hot or cold cereals. I like to stir milk in my coffee first thing. Instead of using creamer, I just put regular milk in there. But you can also pair it with breakfast bowls if you're making, you know, different kinds of eggs with vegetables or sausage, and also any kind of sandwiches that you're consuming. For lunch, you can top crackers with cheese slices. You can sprinkle shredded cheese on your salads or soups. You can also build a parfait with yogurt and berries, whether fresh or frozen, and also a little bit of granola. If you're trying to cut back on calories, you can use really any type of cereal on that as well. You can make a meal with milk, so round out your lunch and dinner with a glass of milk. It does have 9 essential nutrients, and you can get any flavored type of milk. They all have the same 9 essential nutrients, including lots of calcium as well as protein. You can also do dairy for dessert. Now, this is kind of interesting. They do have a lot of gourmet milks out, and you can drink those cold, or you can warm them in the microwave and have kind of a hot beverage, and those are typically seasonal flavors. You can look for those in the grocery store. And the last tip would be to maximize mini meals. So you can whip up a smoothie for breakfast or for dinner even with milk, yogurt, and some fresh fruit in the blender. You can roll cheese into wraps or have cheese cubes with like nuts and dried fruits as a really protein-packed snack midday.
Mm-hmm. All sounds good. I've been eating ice cream for a week, getting ready for Monica's visit.
You're always eating ice cream when I come visit you.
Only in the summer, mostly, but not so much in the winter, but in the summer, I think, because it's warm, it's always better. But I do like yogurt. I enjoy that, and I've always been a fan of milk. Probably don't drink as much as I did as a kid, but...
But if you're eating the other dairy foods, you know, and for listeners who maybe you don't like the way that milk tastes, you know, you can pick a lot of other options. There are so many things out there, so many different flavors in the dairy case, whether it's something that you are looking for that's low fat, fat-free, low sugar. There's all different kinds of varieties to help meet your nutritional needs and goals.
Yeah. And, you know, I know you're a registered dietitian, so you probably talk from time to time with people who may be diabetic and are wondering how to work this into their diet. What about that, Monica? Is that
Well, for anyone who has diabetes, you still want to make sure that you are following a healthy meal plan. And really the biggest nutritional factor when it comes to diabetes is carbohydrates. So for the dairy foods, there are different options that are lower in carb, different types of yogurts that are made with alternative sweeteners besides sugar. Milk does have natural sugar in it, but that doesn't mean that they're adding sugar to it if you're consuming white milk. Now, flavored milks do have a little bit of added sugar, so that carbohydrate's going to be higher, but I have seen some different like chocolate milks that are made with Splenda or some type of artificial sweetener to kind of help lower that carbohydrate content. Now, the great thing about dairy is that it has protein in it, a high quality protein, as much as an egg if you're drinking a cup of milk. And when you have diabetes, you want to make sure that you're getting protein with your meals and snacks, because that helps to slow digestion and it helps to prevent the spike of blood sugar. So dairy can certainly be a part of a healthy diet for people who have diabetes, for people who have heart disease, for really anyone, because there are so many different options out there, and you really do need to get those important nutrients that dairy contains.
We're talking with Monica Nyman, registered dietitian, nutrition educator with the St. Louis District Dairy Council. June is Dairy Month, thus our discussion today. If you're picnicking during the summer and want to bring dairy with you, you do want to keep it cold, I believe. So how can we do that best, Monica?
You do. You know, our theme for this month is Power Your Day with Milk, the Real Deal. And today I have a lunchbox that has lots of dairy in it, because dairy is so easy to transport. But whenever the days are as hot as it is today, or you're at a picnic where the food is sitting out, or even if you're transporting something to another person's barbecue or anything like that, you always want to make sure that you're keeping your foods at proper temperature. So you want to make sure that you're packing your milks or your yogurts or any kind of cheese in a cooler. Make sure it has lots of ice in there. The thing about dairy is that the way it's packaged, many of those foods are individually wrapped, like your yogurt containers, your string cheese, so you can just sink those right down into your cooler. One thing that I've been doing quite a bit this summer is I've been freezing my Greek yogurt containers in the freezer. I put that in my lunchbox with another ice pack, but that sort of offers another layer of coldness in my lunchbox. And by the time lunch rolls around, it's defrosted. It's a delicious treat. It's kind of like an ice cream treat, but it's Greek yogurt, so lots and lots of protein in there. One thing I did want to mention about your sour cream and yogurt-based dips, those are pretty popular for different types of picnics and barbecues. So once everyone gets through the serving line, you want to put those right back into the cooler. And kind of a rule of thumb that we use at the Dairy Council is, you know, when in doubt, just go ahead and throw it out, because you don't want bacteria to start growing in some of those foods and, you know, different types of illnesses that occur when foods are not kept at proper temperature are not very fun. So make sure that you're eating those and putting them right back in the cooler, and making sure that you're keeping your dairy foods cold and at proper temperatures no matter where you go throughout the summer.
Mm-hmm. And finally, Monica, just let listeners know where they can get more information from the St. Louis District Dairy Council if they want. I know you've got recipes, you've got great advice on the Facebook page, so how can people find out more information?
Well, we have two different ways. First is our website, which is stldairycouncil.org, and on our website we have a variety of information about all the programs and resources, and our media information that we talk about each and every month is all housed on our website. So check that out to see what the Dairy Council is all about. We do cover 131 counties on behalf of local dairy farmers. And you can also like us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is STL Dairy Council. That's all one word. And you will see pictures of us out and about. We've had several different June Dairy Month events this month. So you'll see our staff out and about doing some different community events, and we share recipes on there and kind of just a little bit of everything, but it's a great place to kind of see what our organization is all about.
All right, we've been talking with Monica Nyman, nutrition educator and registered dietitian for the St. Louis District Dairy Council.